And Scott, the semi-truck driver, is on the phone with us. I just read your story as told by Cindy. She said that she couldn't do it justice in her email. How did we do on the air with it, Scott? Is that about right?
Yeah, everything except for me actually hearing the scream. I didn't hear anything. It just sat there staring at me.
Oh, really? Okay, she said that that's not what I had here. So you never heard the sound that we were playing on the air?
No, actually, I got back early the other day and drove up to Liberty and sat there to listen for it.
And but nothing?
No, I didn't hear it.
Well, let's talk about this because there's a few details in this story there that I think Cindy alludes to that we didn't cover. So talk about what happened to you. And do you feel then that this could be, as Cindy implies, a connection between the scream that people are hearing in Ohio and what you saw that night?
Yeah, given the distance. And I just listened to the scream earlier on the show, and I got goosebumps all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
So you're coming home, it's late at night, and it's on a road where you don't often see other people at that hour?
No, I came in the back way, it's a two-lane country road. And as I came around the corner, my headlights hit this thing sitting on the side of the road. I couldn't tell what it was at first, it was black. And it froze, and as I got closer to it, I came within about 20 feet, and I brought the truck to a stop. And I was staring at it, and it looked kind of like an ape with a dog's head, pointy ears, long muzzle. It was sitting there. It turned its head, and it just froze and stared at me.
Now, you say
move.
You say it looked like an ape in terms of its body looked like an ape?
Yeah, the body. Have you seen the movie Van Helsing?
Yes.
Okay, it looked just like that. The head was different, but the body shape on the werewolf I've seen and the werewolf in that movie were almost identical.
And you would say that what you saw was, what you would swear on a stack of Bibles was a werewolf.
I don't want to call it that. That's why I call it. And I don't want to believe that something like that can exist, but after being 20 feet from one and staring right at it, yeah, it was a werewolf.
So you scared.
I would swear on a stack of Bibles that that is exactly what I saw.
You know, Cindy swears by you and says you're an honest guy. This isn't the kind of thing that you tell that it sort of improves your social status, is it?
No, I haven't told very many people at all, and I was surprised when she said she sent the email to you guys. I've been listening to you for 14 years, but I didn't even think about calling because, you know, 99% of people out there are going to, yeah, what a bunch of B.
Right,
you know,
or you're drinking or some other implication.
You're drinking or you were really tired.
Right.
But I know dogs don't have hands, you know, and this thing was reaching up towards its mouth with a big chunk of that deer in its hand.
So it was pulling off pieces of a deer. Do you suspect that it was a deer carcass, like a previous truck might have hit it, or that it had a fresh kill of its own on the roadside?
I went back the next morning because I didn't believe what I'd seen, and the deer was laying there about 10 feet off the side of the road, torn open, with big pieces of it missing.
Mm.
And there was a couple footprints in the soft dirt headed back up into the hill. When I drove past it, after I realized what it was, I freaked out, and I took off in the truck. And as soon as I got past it, I stuck my head out the window to look back, and it was gone.
And it was gone. And
I think I caught it by surprise. It was like maybe so busy doing what it was doing, it forgot to pay attention to what was around it.
Right.
And when my headlights hit it, it just froze. It turned its head to look at me. I was kind of crouched down.
Right.
Reaching up towards its mouth with the hand full of deer meat. And it just stayed there. It didn't move its hand. It didn't move its head. It just stared at me.
And it was.
And I got a really good look at it. My headlights were pointed right at it.
And it was pulling bloody flesh off the carcass.
Right. It was still fresh the next morning. So it was. I couldn't tell if it actually killed it or maybe it had been hit. My theory is that it's eating deer instead of people, obviously, because I think it's got to be smart. No one sees them. I never see them. I always thought it was a myth until I seen that one.
And what did you do right afterward? You see this, you call Cindy, but who else do you tell?
I didn't tell anybody. I don't think anyone would believe me. I told my father.
What did he say?
Actually. He believed me. He believed I seen something. The funny thing is, about a month ago, he called me and told me he thought he'd seen it.
So you thought your dad had thought he had seen it too?
Yeah, sitting with its back towards him. Because it said it was way too big to be a dog. And the first thing that popped into my head was what you had told me. And I was like, that's weird.
Mm-hmm. And especially the way it's sitting, which, as it's sitting and feeding, that's just unlike a dog that you had seen. That's when it looks more like an ape.
No, it was sitting like, if you crouch down to pick something up off the ground?
Sure.
It was sitting in that crouched position. It was not sitting like a dog would sit with its butt on the ground.
When you say all black, do you mean it had black hair? Or
black
could
fur.
You,
it was,
black
it
fur.
Solid black fur.
And
it looked like that werewolf on the movie Van Helsing. Its head was different, though.
Okay.
The body shape was the same. The same backwards legs, like a dog's legs.
Right.
The same size body. It was probably just about the same size as one of those things. Its head was more narrow, and its ears were bigger, and the teeth were smaller. I just watched that movie again, so I would know how to describe it.
And so, as Cindy said, that it let out a scream as you passed, that's the one thing she didn't get right.
No.
Okay.
It didn't make a sound.
Now,
once it seen me, and it froze, like a statue, it just didn't move.
And
it was staring right at me, but it wouldn't move. And as soon as I drove past it, I looked back, because there was a lot of moonlight out. It was either like a day before the full moon, or the day after, right around that period.
Wouldn't that figure?
Yeah, well, the screams started, last week? And that was the full moon.
So let's hear that scream one more time. Just roll it just so we can hear it. And just out of curiosity, tell me, Scott, what you hear in this scream next. Roll it. Go ahead. Is that too Hollywood to be believed?
Kind of. It's on a loop, isn't it?
Yeah, it repeats a couple of times.
Yeah. The first thought I had is like, maybe that would be like a new werewolf or something. First, something tells me that if you were a werewolf for a long time, after a while changing wouldn't bother you. But maybe the first couple times you did, you would scream. I don't know.
Well, let's leave that there.
I believe in them now because I've seen one. I don't want to see it. I don't even want to think about that. I call it man-dog because I don't want to think it's real, but it is. Every day I drive past that place, I think about it every single time.
If you could unsee it, would you?
I don't know. Yeah. That'd be nice to go back to believing that they were just in the movies.
We'll leave it there. Thank you, Scott, for your time.